Well, the Duluth Experience is a locally owned and operated tour company that wants to create fun and educational opportunities for folks to come here to the Northland. Dave Garn-Mason joins us this morning, and he's been doing some interesting stuff trying to drum up a little bit of business for our area. Hey, Dave, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
So we're trying to promote this area as a destination spot for European cyclists. Tell me more.
Well, we're trying to promote Duluth as a top-tier, you know, high-quality, world-class cycling destination in general. And the European market is a great place to focus some of our efforts because the folks, especially in Holland and Belgium, they like to travel specifically for cycling and hiking, two things which we have excellent opportunities here in Duluth. They have extended holidays where they can travel a little bit farther away from home.
That's right. People in Europe get more vacation time than we do, don't they, as a rule?
Yep, they do. Yep. And so they want to spend it on adventures and experiences, and so that's where we come in.
Now, I'm curious. I've just got this on the brain for some reason. Maybe it was thinking about the snow yesterday. Are Europeans getting on board, no pun intended, with this whole fat tire biking in the snow thing?
Well, I had a video that I was showing people at these two fairs that I attended in Europe last week, and the video showed some of the fat tire biking on the Duluth Traverse here in Duluth, and they were very excited about it. Fat tire biking hasn't really felt like it has in the U.S. I think in general, sort of the mountain bike scene in Europe is a little bit behind where we are in the United States in terms of the number of miles of trails, the level of diverse terrain for trails and that sort of thing. So they were pretty surprised to see it, and they were very excited.
Now, many times when I think of different destinations in Europe, I'm thinking about mountains, so that surprises me a little. The places that you went last week, you went to Belgium and you went to the Netherlands. What is their country like for folks that aren't familiar with maybe what it looks like over there?
Well, it's pretty flat. They don't have, you know, the mountains that we have, although in Belgium, on the southern and eastern edges of Belgium, where I didn't have a chance to get to, they do have some mountains there. But certainly the Netherlands is relatively flat. They've got some areas closer to the coast that have some more rolling topography. But nothing like the Alps or, you know, the Rocky Mountains in terms of the terrain.
So this would actually be kind of a nice intermediate step for them as opposed to going right from, for example, bicycling in the Red River Valley to bicycling here in Duluth.
Yeah, you know, I think Duluth is a great spot for them for a variety of reasons. We do actually have quite a bit of varied terrain in Duluth. We don't have the long extended climbs that you might get in the Rocky Mountains, for example, but we do have a lot of hill climbs. We do have a lot of terrain that's great for beginners, but also some really nice challenging terrain for more advanced riders. But the real beauty of Duluth is that we've got this literally world-class mountain bike trail, the Duluth Traverse, but we've also got an amazing city with a vibrant art scene, great music, great food, great beer. So you've got this nice juxtaposition of the city and the wilderness right here in Duluth.
Well, that is absolutely true, because in terms of having a rich overall experience, this community has got to be it. I'm really curious to know, as you were showing some of your videos, and the folks there got the opportunity to see what it looks like here, Lake Superior, the beautiful trees, the rocks, the overlooks and stuff. What kinds of noises was the audience making as they were watching the videos?
Well, it was a lot of surprise. You know, most of the European travelers are going to go to the West Coast or the East Coast. That's just where those are the most popular destinations. And so there's sort
of
that's
where they make all the good movies.
Right. Yeah. So there's kind of like this mystery about what the Midwest is all about. So there was a lot of, you know, oohs and ahs and like, wow, you know, I didn't expect to see, you know, that, you know, even with the Great Lakes being very famous, actually seeing the Great Lakes and seeing this beautiful city perched right on the shoreline is kind of breathtaking for folks.
If you don't have the opportunity to hear about it, for example, if you go and visit New York, you see all of these places that you've seen in movies. And, you know, there are places, of course, in California that you've seen these areas in movies. And if you don't have an idea what it looks like, you're obviously overlooking a lot of beauty. So how many, I mean, do you have the sense coming away from, you know, these couple of fairs, these conferences, this opportunity to interact with folks, do you have the sense that Duluth could see some European cyclists showing up in our community this summer?
I'm very optimistic. 2 years ago, I attended the first fair, and these are large consumer fairs, specifically for people looking for destinations and information on hiking and cycling. So I went 2 years ago. I went back this year, and I noticed a substantial improvement in name recognition for Duluth. There were more people this time around who said, yes, I have heard of Duluth. Yes, that looks very interesting. It's promising because Duluth is becoming better well-known. Certainly having a gold-level International Mountain Bike Association trail helps. I mean, it's literally a world-class trail. So that's great. We've been actually getting some press over in Europe. There were a couple of newspaper articles in a Dutch newspaper and also a Belgian newspaper about Duluth and mountain biking. There was a television spot, apparently. I didn't see it, but I heard people at the fair told me they heard about us on TV. So that the name recognition is really promising. Also, the web traffic that we're seeing after the fair is also very encouraging. So people are interested. So it's just a matter of them making the decision to come to Duluth.
Fantastic. Dave, this is exciting. Thanks so much for taking some time to talk to us this morning.
My pleasure. Anytime.
Dave Grandmason of the Duluth Experience. He's been over in Europe, in the Netherlands and Belgium, and encouraging folks there to make Duluth their destination vacation location.